Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pichas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein Vas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Okay, we basically finished what I wanted to do in the packet of Dovah Charif. I think maybe there was one more thing that the Chochmas Adam. What page is the Chochmas Adam here? Does anyone have the page number for the Chochmas Adam?
Thirty.
Yeah, Chachmas Adam on page 30 says Nira Diim Chatach Alav Herring for ogres, kamutzim. In other words, he took a cutting board and he cuts, you know, some fish or other dover charif. So maybe it's maflid from the kli. Chokoparim b'makom achatach lo shemashu mekiyum b'zeh shomim b'zeh lo havi ducha b'nirli klal. So he says, "Tosel the shtamish of the Lord Harifim called over Shul also Medina in Chilukim who beis Nochri or beiso. There is the Chatach Alav. What's Alav? Called over to also Medina in Chilukim who given. There was the Mchatach Alav herring. There was you took a kli that had a bli of Isser. And you cut a Dover Charif on it. So normally we talk about that the knife is the treif thing. But here it's talking about the board is the treif thing. So is that going to cause is that called like ducha dasakina? Then it's going to be maflit from the kli into the herring. So that's not, because normally the scenario is that the dover that's treif or the dover that's milk of fleishig is the knife. And the knife is going to, so the ducha dosakina of the knife is going to go now into the onion. But here the knife is fine. And the herring is fine. The thing that you're cutting on it is the cutting board, so to speak, is the thing that has the bliya of Isser. So is that called also Ducha de Sakina? Because there is Ducha de Sakina, but then the Ducha de the Sakin is not the Dover Isser. I feel the also Ducha de Sakina v'chur v'de melich mafli min akli al kol pani b'mokha machatach v'av sheshamati shemekilim b'zeh sha'omim z'zeh lo havi ducha lo nirali klal. So that's the question, is that a problem or not? Some say, I feel b'dievet osser. And he says, afshe shamati shemakilim b'zeh, he thinks you should be machmer. Okay? So that's the, okay, so that's a discussion. Okay. So let's now go on to packet 23. This is pas chalavi pas besori. So the question is, to have milchik bread or fleishik bread, is that a problem? So the question is, why should that be a problem? I mean, anything can be milchik or fleishik. It's not treif. But there seems to be a gzeira that maybe bread is normally assumed that it's parv. So if you can have it fleishik, you might come to eat it with milchik. Right? If you might take a piece of bread, and if it's fleishik, you might put cream cheese on it, or something like that. So it seems to be an issur in Chazal to have milchik bread or fleishik bread. And that's what the Gemara says in Psachim, on page 1, Ahu tanura de tochu bei techaya, osra rava bar alay, the michli le rifta filu b'milcha, ba'olam. So the halacha is that if you have a tanur that has, you know, fleishik schmaltz on it, you know, and I told you, in those days, it was like a pizza oven. The dough was directly on the it wasn't like you have pans like we have today. It was directly on the floor of the oven. So utanu de tachem beitichaya asra rava bar aylai lemichla lerifta filu b'milcha la'olam. Dilma osi lemichla bekuchta. In other words, if you have the fleishik bread, you can never eat the fleishik bread. Even if you eat the fleishik bread alone, they made an isser of the fleishik bread. Gzeira, that if you're going to eat this fleishik bread, even alone, maybe one day you'll eat it with the cream cheese. So they ask for fleishik bread. And the Gemara says the same thing by milchik bread. If you have dough and you put milk in it, so you can't have milk in it. Vimlosh, kola pas kula asura. That the whole, all the dough is asur. Pnei hergal avera. So you have the same idea, not to have milchik bread, not to have fleishik bread. But there is an exception to the rule. So let's see what the exception to the rule is. It's on page 3 of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, at the end of the parentheses, first, Ke'ein Torah Shari. So Rashi says, Ma'at Ke'ein Shel Shor. In other words, if you make like little challah rolls, that you can eat it at one time. In other words, usually you have a big challah, you don't eat the whole thing, you eat part of it, and some gets left over. And so if you have a milchik bread or fleishik bread, we're afraid that you're going to forget that it was milchik or fleishik. But if it's like a little small roll, Ke'ein Torah means the eye of the shore, like a little eyeball. You made a little roll like an eyeball. So it's going to be eaten up all at once. So if it's going to be eaten all at once, so then... So the mice, you're not going to forget, because you're going to eat it at once, finished. So then that could be mutter. That's the Rashi's pshat. And the Rif has a different pshat. The Rif on page 4. The Rif on page 4, the last of the skinny lines. Vishani lehu v'avilek ein Torah, shari. In other words, you made a shino, you made it in a special shape that it looks different than. So that's like a heker. That looks like a heker. So then that's like a little shore, like the shape of a shore. So you did it with a shinui. So that's another kula. So the Rashi's kula is if you make it in a small quantity that you can eat at once. And the Rif's kula is you make it in an unusual shape. And then it could be mutter.
What is the first kula about the small quantity?
What?
Which kula is the small quantity?
The small quantity, that's Rashi. Ke'ein Torah, like the eye of a shore. Ke'ein Torah. The other pshat is it likes the shape of a shore, meaning that's the Rif's pshat. It means it's like a unusual shape. Rashi learns ke'ein like the eye of a shore, meaning it's just like a little roll, little, you know, like sometimes they have these little things at the Netilas Yadayim station. They have like little challah roll, like little, you know, that type of thing. So then if it's fleishuk or milchuk, it's okay. Because you're going to eat it up right away and that's it. And the Hagos Sharidura, page 6, says we paskin like both shitas. That either kula is good. V'nira the hani trei perushim halibud hilchasa. V'tereis vos yofos. That they're both a good svaras. This was very relevant to the certain hashkachas. They would give hashkacha on milchik bread or fleishik bread. That was a big question whether that was allowed or not. And if you look in the Bach here on page 10, it says Perusha ke'ein Torah dekama kolama uga ketana ke'ena shel shor te'she nechels miyad lo yovo lidei shikha. And he says Mashanogim lefos lechem mishna b'chol erev Shabbos b'tor nor echad b'osar He says people would make lecha mishnah, they bake lecha mishnah in the same oven as meat, assuming that type of oven had some type of zeya. So he says the heter is because it's a small amount and you can eat it up right away. So therefore, if you can eat it right away on Shabbos, you can eat it all up. It's not by Sunday morning; it's gone. But if it's not eaten right away, then you don't have the heter. Then you have to rely on the Rif's heter. Says the Brach on page 11. And that's the Ramah, the Torah's Chakas on page 13, says here, Mikan ani roa hetter gamkin losam mechavim shenogel lolosh becholav b'shavuos, that they used to make challah rolls for Shavuos, and they would put milk in the roll. And he says the heter is because the shenishtanu tzurasa mishar pas also musam baruchim, they made him in a different shape than normal challah. The lo gul gishar pas, and maybe it's also called dover muat, like Rashi. So you have that kula as well. So that's here on page 14, Sadi Zion. Ein loshin, says the mechaber. Ein loshin yisa b'cholav shema yovel ochlo im baser. Im losh kol apas asur. Fil ochlo levadam. Im haya dover muat, ki deyachila v'asachas o shashina tzuras apas mutat. Ve'yotim ba'ein ofin pas b'tana, etc. And then if you look in the Taz, he says, "Mizeh nirali b'meducha shadochim b'besomim." What if you have a, you know, a thing that you chop spices, and you use the spices both for meat and for milk? Pamachas dochu sham shum imorak shal shum and ovas v'achakach marziros arotev al ovas. So what about it? What if it became what if the grinder became fleishik? So do we say the same thing? Is it a din only by bread? Was it a din only by bread? Because bread is something that's normally parv. So then people are going to make a mistake. So maybe by the grinder of the spice, it's also normally parv. And therefore, if it became milk, so then it's also to use. Just like there's something, milk and bread is also to eat. If they don't have these heterim, even if you're just eating it, you don't say, okay, I'll be milk. No. They made a gezerah on it. To asa the whole thing. So he says, that so he says maybe so it depends that if something is could be it's the same thing that it's asur. Nira so also beducha asura loduch ba od besamim afilu lechol bebasa shema yovel lochlo becholov do me the kind of tzricha hechsher dafka afilu bediavet asur. Even though there's a halacha that tavlin shenidocha beducha shol basa asur becholov, but basar alone is okay. That was, it was meducha was miyuchad lebasar. It was clear that that was fleishik. So if that was clear that that was fleishik, then you don't have any mistake. Then the pisrei tshuva. But if it's not clear that it's fleishik, so then it's assumed like it could be like the parv, and then. Now take a look at the Pisrei Tshuva. He has two Tshuvas here. One from the Tzemach Tzedek. The old Tzemach Tzedek. Not the Lubavitch Tzemach. Hayosham. Not. So what was the question? Well, we'll see it inside in the packet. But he says, Ayin Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek. Simon Pei. Be'inyan imutar loseis kolav l'toch hayayim. In other words, there was a situation where the grapes were not good. So the guy was trying to sell wine. It was white wine, but it didn't look nice because the grapes weren't good. So they wanted to put milk in the wine to make it white wine, and there'll be bottle. So that's a question: are you allowed to make milchic wine? Because wine is something that's normally parv. So we'll see that. Let's see that now. Yeah, let's see the tshuva and the tzemach tzedek. On page 22. Mishalti al yayin lovan shiru. Shirubo ein mariso lovan mamish v'tzolo b'shono zos. Machlas recovered. The grapes were decayed, so they didn't look nice. And they're making the wine, but they didn't want. No one's going to buy it if it doesn't look nice. So they figured they could put. Milk in it. Maybe because you can have the wine with a fleishig meal. So if it's milchig wine, or maybe you could say that it's bottle b'shishim. So first he discusses, is there a problem of having milchic wine? Is milchic wine the same thing as having milchic bread? Because Gemara never speaks about that, but maybe one could say that it's a similar idea. So he says, Avogav the Hussam. The Bryce they lush in my shanos and machol of harbe, I could then see this tam. See, the case of the Gemara of the milk and bread is the sinus tam. So maybe over there is a problem. But here is known as sinus tam. It's only a little bit of milk. And it's bottle b'shishim. Okay, if you Ishtono achar kach im basa lav klobu came with the lace by Tam Cholov. So maybe there's mutter. If it's... Yeah. He says, "Halei, so the kevin doshul l'arav chalav apas b'yishbo b'kdei nesinas tam osur l'arav l'chatchila afil ma'ad chalav afal pi she'ebo l'kdei nesinas tam." He says, "No, because the din by chalav in the bread or is even if there's no nesinas tam because it's a aim of atle nesin l'chatchila, so you can't do it either way. So it doesn't matter that you're going to put a little bit of milk in the wine, whether it's." Bottle or not bottle, it doesn't matter. It's still us to do. So that's a very fascinating shaila. Are you allowed to put milk in the wine? And then he says, maybe that's not called Eim Evadlin Nisir Chatchila, because it's not a Dover Osir. He says, no, it's Osir. So that's his discussion here. Yeah, so it could be a big problem. Yeah. For the name of Mashpich. And then there was a question about that they had to put chitim in it also, chel chitot, to make it good. I mean, they're chametz, basically, in the wine. That was another thing they would put in. So then if you have another shayla, you come to have it on Pesach. Yeah. So he doesn't like it. Chambach said it. You have the issue of the milk, and you have the issue of. Because they would put milk and they would put some type of chita in it. They would put both. Chel chita. You know, that also would help whiten the thing. So he says you have the problem als milk wine, and you have problem als chametz. And he's afraid that maybe there's going to be particles that are be'ed, even though chametz is bottled before Pesach, but there could be some particles that you could still see. So that's a fascinating truth of the Tzemach Tzedek, that milchic wine could also be a problem. And here in the Yalkut Mefarshim, page 22, he And he says that it should be also for two reasons. One is the milk, and one is the chametz. And this is quoted here in the Magen Avraham as well, page 26. Tochas Pesach. I told you that the early Tzemach Tzedek is already quoted in the Magen Avraham. The Lubavitcher one is the late one, even though for us it's already pretty early also. Everything is relative. So if you look at page 26 in the Magen Avraham, it says, Kazem Sevet Tzemach Tzedek, Yai Lovat Shehucho Mariso, Verotze Wasakno Shemasimus, Socho chol of behemah chol of chita pachas mishishim osir. The gezrid shem yovel lishtos mimenu in basar. Hashem yishtem mimenu in pesach. He says that even though it's bottle mishishim, it's still ain mevad ben isin lachatchila. But then he says. That's the Tzemach Tzedek, but the Magen Avraham disagrees. He said, "The Fimash Hakasafti Leel, Ein Isa Bedova came into Ein Kavanoso La Arvo Kedei Lishtosa BePesach Olishtosim Baser." He came to have him Mavat Alisa Ein Kavanoso La Sakin Hayayin. He's saying maybe that's not a Magen Avraham is arguing. Maybe it's okay because it's not pshat that you want to be able to eat it during Pesach. You want to masakin the. So it's upside that you're doing it to eat on Pesach. You're doing it because you want to... The wine doesn't look aesthetically pleasing. But if there's no shishim, then for sure it's us. So the Magen Avraham seems to argue with the Tzemach Tzedek here. If this, because he says that's not called Eivavat Lidus Lechatchila, because you're not right. We discussed prior that some poskim hold Eivavat Lidus Lechatchila is like the case I always gave you, that a person wants to eat three hamburgers for dinner, and he goes to McDavid's. They only have two left, so he bought two from McDavid's, and then he goes to. But McDonald's, he buys a third one, and then he takes off the wrappers. He can't tell the difference now. He wants to eat all three because he wants to be nena from the Isser. So then, that's also ein mevatel nisa lechatchila. So that's one discussion. And then you have the discussion here, back in the Pisrei Tshuva. What page were we on that, the original Pisrei Tshuva that we were looking at? What page was that?
15.
Yeah. And he has another thing on Sifkan Gimel. I am Tshuva's Marit. Because of the Emol Shinoi Rabbe Beso. Whereas if you make challah in your home, you can make a shina. The lasos apas meruba limkor b'shuk. But if you're doing it in a commercial way, aser the orchim lo yakir b'shina. He says, if you're doing it, in other words, if you're just doing it in your private house, okay, maybe we could be makel if it's with a shinui. But if you're doing it in a more public setting, then people are not going to realize. And he says, the shinui is, and Chavos Das says, the shinui only works when you do it b'shas afia. You can't make a shinui later on. Like, you can't put, like, way some explained, you can't put it now in a packaging that says milk, you know, dairy. That was a big shayla of some kashrus. They were having, they were giving milk and bread, and they were right. Putting D on it.
Like the Thomas English muffins, Rabbi.
Yeah.
It's mamash bread.
Right, the Thomas English muffins was the question sometime. Yeah. It has to be Rosh Hashanah b'shas afia. But he says that this is only a problem when the Marit says where there's a chashash that you're going to come to eat the bread with like with cheese. But if you have like milchit cake, and you don't eat it with cheese, right? No one eats milchit cake with cheese. So then you can make it milchit gefleishet. It's only by bread. In other words, not by you make cake, right? You make cake and it's milchit cake. So he's saying that maybe shouldn't be a problem. And you look at the place here on page 19. Where he writes, "Kol be'ir, kol glilas adachtomim, open kol pas chitim im cholof." He says that people were making bread with milk, machisi, and he said I made a macha. So the question is, maybe their heter was that maybe in that city everyone knew that the bread was milked. So maybe even though the Marit said that it's not true. So these were some of the these discussions about this topic. So it's fascinating. We had the discussion of the Taz, you know, about the Meducha. We have the discussion of the Tzemach Tzedek about the wine, and then we have the Magen Avraham arguing with the Tzemach Tzedek, and then in the Madon Yashar he has a discussion about Pasa Baba Kistin. He thinks there is a Gzera. Okay, so these are some of the interesting topics here on this matter. Okay, So let me say hello to everybody. I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Ben Katz, Shlita. And Asadi Spitzer, Shlita. Eli Deutsch, Shlita. Michael K. Shlita. Yosef Katan, Shlita. Yossi Wagschel, etc. Okay, before we, I just want to say one thing. Let me just turn off the recorder here.